This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
How is everybody this morning? Now you are wake up. Alhamdulillah. And how many of you were here yesterday? Oh, so you have a couple of new people. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Already. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana innaka sami'un mujibu al-du'a. Allahumma anni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha' wa nafsin la tashba' wa du'a'in la yusma' Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. It's my third day in Malaysia. It's beautiful in Kuala Lumpur actually. It's very nice. We have two issues here only for me. I come from California, so we're very spoiled with the weather. May Allah give you sabr. That's how I say. It's hot and it's humid, and you're absolutely fine walking and smiling. I went for Jumu'ah, may Allah reward my hosts, and literally I was like, Ya Allah, inna Allah ma'a as-sabirin. This is how I did the Jumu'ah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you always, and this tells us, again, I want you all to learn this, and I learned it, walillah alhamd, Allah taught me, that in everything we see, we live, we experience, there is a learning curve. Or there is a learning message. Anything Allah puts in your path, anything, there is a learning message from Allah. And the question is, what's the message? Did I get it? And the most important thing, what did I learn from it? So here I am, when I was walking, we went to the University of Malaysia mosque, and I was walking and I was really feeling hot, the humidity. And I look around me and everybody is normal. Because you're used to, right? Same thing, for example, when I used to live in the Midwest in the United States, in the middle of the winter, it's cold, it's ice, it's not only snow. And when I get family visiting me from California, they think this is impossible. What does that teach you? This is a message. Remember, everything is a message from Allah. He doesn't put you in a circumstance just because. You know, okay, and then I'm going to comment, I'm going to laugh or cry or just pass by. It's a message and I need to learn. Teaches me the following. And this is, again, I am sharing with you a thought. It's a reflection I lived. If they can do it, I can do it. That's something for all to learn. If all these people around me were standing, some of them were standing outside, and they were absolutely fine. Woman, mashallah, tabarakallah, in a beautiful Islamic dress. Then if they do it, I can do it. And the opposite is also true. And this is what I will say to you. When people ask me, how did you memorize the Quran? You know what I say to them? If I can do it, you can do it. If you know the struggle and how difficult and how many people said to me, you will never do it. You will not be able to do it because you are so busy and this and that. And Allah made it happen. And this is when people tell me, I can't do it. I said, please forgive me. If I can do it, you can do it. Same thing. Anything you see in your life that you find, you think, and again, young and old, brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter. You think, no way I can do it. Don't say that. Because if Allah allowed a human being to do it, that means He gave you the ability. The only difference is how long it will take you. The journey of some people easier than the others. But the reward is what? What? Depends on? I want to hear it. The efforts, right? Nothing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes vain. And Allah does not take me accountable. And that's what I keep saying. Alhamdulillah, Allah is my Lord. Because Allah does not take me accountable on the results. True or false? What does He take me accountable or He reward me for? The effort, the journey. So when you start, for example, the journey of knowledge, Allah is not going to say, well, you didn't take your PhD, then nothing is going to happen. Because that's unfair. I put the effort, but something happened and I couldn't do it. He will reward me for every effort I put. And this is something for all of us, and the beauty of this deen. Every effort, every struggle, every unease, whether it's a feeling in me, whether it's a feeling and translated to action, whether it's a pain, came to me from someone, in every step I will be rewarded if I respond the way he wants me to respond. For example, when I was feeling very hot and humid, it really was, and part of it because I was just arrived the night before, was a long journey. You know, when you're tired, your ability to take things is not as the usual. So what did I remember? There's a verse in the Quran, and any time you go to a hot place, and or you feel really hot, remember this verse. It's in Surah At-Tawbah, right? وَقَالُوا لَا تَنْفِرُوا فِي الْحَرِّ. The hypocrites said to those who wanted to go out for fighting, and it was in the summer, and they said, don't go and fight. It's hot. لَا تَنْفِرُوا فِي الْحَرِّ. Don't. And Allah responded, قُلْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمْ أَشَدُّ حَرًّا. Tell them, the hellfire is way more hot. So everything is a message for me to get me closer to Allah, to reflect on Allah. The reason I started with this is because that's what we will be covering today, is all the signs of Al-Qalb Al-Saleem, the sound heart. And I am sure you're going to find this not easy, but it's not impossible. And if someone can do it, then I can do it. It's what I all want you to do. By Allah, with the help of Allah, relying on Allah, asking Allah, begging Allah. Don't you ever give up on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know why? Because He never gives up on us. Has Allah ever gave up on you? Each one of you in this room, and don't raise hand and don't talk to me. Think and talk to Him. How many times you and I, and He knows, have disobeyed Him intentionally, not I know what I'm doing is not pleasing, but I do it because, whatever the reason, and sometimes daily, and He never gave up on me. He keep giving me opportunity to what? To come back to Him. He gives this. He makes me speak. What is this? This is a reminder. He's bringing you and me closer to Him. So don't you ever, ever say, I can't do it. Nothing is impossible for Allah. That's one of my mottos in life. I can't do it. I can't, but Allah can make it happen. Period. So Al-Qalb Al-Saleem, if you remember, I'm just going to, for those of you who are joining us this morning, and may Allah reward you all. So Al-Qalb Al-Saleem is the sound, pure heart. And I gave the example last night. It's like the strainer, you know, when we wash vegetables. And it's usually a container that has holes. And the holes does what? Remove the water, and everything else stays. So scholars teaches you, your heart is saleem, sound. If the following stays, everything exposed or being exposed to the heart, like you're putting things in the strainer. My heart and yours is sound when everything leaves, except, I want to hear it. Yes. Easy said. May Allah make it easy to practice. And I'll take you through 11 signs, 11, that my heart and yours, if I have them all, don't worry, let Allah take me right now. I want to go before it changes. If I have one, a two, alhamdulillah. I have zero, none. Don't despair. He's teaching me. Why he's teaching me? Why? See, I told you everything is message from Allah. Why is he teaching me? Because he wants me to learn. And why does he want me to learn? So I change. So the person, the only one that Allah stated in the Quran, he has it. Who? I can't hear. Sayyidina Ibrahim. He made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah responded to the dua in another verse. And this is repeated to Sayyidina Ibrahim. It's a phenomena for Sayyidina Ibrahim in the Quran. And some of you may know this. The first dua he made, that to you and me, رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ. Ya Allah, send from among them a prophet. He made this dua as he was after he finished building the Kaaba. And what is going to do that prophet? يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, the first one. They teach, this prophet will teach them كِتَابَ الْحِكْمَةِ, the Quran and the Sunnah, and purify them. Okay? I need you to pay attention because this is going to take you through the Quran. This is in the last page, the last before page of the first part of the Quran. Juz, the first juz, as we say. He made this dua. You flip the Quran, if you have the Quran that you read in Medina. If you have it, open it and you will see it. It's in the last page of the first juz. The last, the one before the last, he made the dua. You flip the page, the first juz is done. Then you get to the second juz of the Quran on the left side. You flip that page, Allah responded to his dua. And he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ, like we have already sent to you a prophet. He made the dua, Ya Allah, send to them a prophet. Allah said, we send it. This is the beauty of the Quran when you start reading the Quran and you pay more attention than just reading. So he, the same story, came to Surah Al-Shu'ara, the poets, the one I shared with you yesterday. And he said, Ya Allah, la tukhzini yawma yub'athun, don't disgrace me on the day they will be resurrected. Yawma la yanfa'u malun wala banun, the day no children, no wealth will be of avail, will be come to help me. Except the person, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except that person who will come to you, Ya Allah, with a sound heart. Okay, he made the dua. Flip the Quran. Pass 3-4 parts of the Quran. You come to Surah As-Saffat. Right? It's in the Juz 23, in the 23rd part of the Quran. And Allah responded to his dua. وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ. Allah was talking about Sayyidina Lut, and then he says, وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ, from among his family is Ibrahim. Now he described him. إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. He came to his Lord with a sound heart. When you read this, stop, take a breath, and say, Ya Allah, like you gave him, give me. This is how you read the Quran and you reflect on the Quran. Don't say it's impossible. You say, Ya Allah, you gave. Yes, I am not Sayyidina Ibrahim. I am not that level, for sure. I'm not even worthy of the toenail of Sayyidina Ibrahim. But can Allah make it happen? I want to hear it. Yes. I want to hear it.
Yes.
That's it. You have to tell yourself this. This is how we change. We don't change by saying it's not going to happen. You say it's not going to happen, it will never happen. You know the positive thinking, right? Put the religion on the side and then just think of what modern intelligence, that if you have a positive thinking, it's going to happen. So you say, Ya Rabbi, as you gave Sayyidina Ibrahim Qalb al-Salim, give me. What do I need to do? Remember yesterday. Who can summarize? Some of you, mashallah, tabarakallah, Malaysian woman, you impressed me last night. By the time I got home, all these summaries on the social media, I was like, when did you do it? All these 1, 2, 3, 4, I was like, perfect. Alhamdulillah, I was telling the team, take it, these are good points. Alhamdulillah. So what do I need to do? If you remember yesterday, what do I need to do to start this journey? Start. Bismillah, as we say. And if I die tomorrow, Allah knows I started the journey. What do I need to change in me? Remember yesterday? At the end we spoke about it. What do I need to do to change nothing external, but everything internal, where I have taken the path, the journey of Al-Qalb al-Sareem, sound heart? Who can remember anything? Stay away from haram. That's number one. I had a beautiful question yesterday from a brother. And he was doing everything the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. And even extras, which was really nice. But then the question was, but there is something sitting on my heart. And he was saying, I don't know what is it. And I said, there is haram in your life. That's how it is. And we feel it. The fact you feel it is very good news. You feel you're not doing the right thing. You feel you shouldn't do that. So stay away from haram. Gradual. Identify. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Write it down. Acknowledge. Don't you ever say, what did I do? What is the big deal? I just watched. That's when you don't change. Versus, I know I should not watch this, but I'm weak. Ya Allah, make me strong. Completely different way. So stay away from haram. Second, I can't hear you. Don't waste time. Time is something we're going to be asked about. وَعُمْرُهُ أَوْ شَبَابُهُ فِيمَا أَفْنَاهُ. Rasul taught us, this is part of a hadith. I and you will be asked, I made you live 60 years. What did you do with it? I made you live 70, 25. It doesn't matter. What did you do with it? I'm going to say, Ya Rabbi, I worked 16 hours a day to collect a fortune. He knows. And this will do nothing for me. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Wealth and children will not come to my rescue. So be vigilant and cautious about your time, including, that's something that's going to all make you feel good, including time for you to take a break, to do something you like, to enjoy, as long as that is halal. You go out with friends. You want to go and exercise. You watch something that something doesn't have haram. Take a time, just take a time. Go, I don't know, here. For example, there the beach is very close. So people can go, and there's some beaches private. And you just go and watch. Alhamdulillah. So be vigilant of your time. Three, something we spend, and I gave you examples about. It's very important. Makes your life very easy. The last thing I said, yes. Yeah, your niyyah. Make sure you have intention for everything you do. Everything you do, have an intention, have a niyyah. And this niyyah has to be for Allah, which means you cannot have a niyyah, intention. You do something for Allah, and that thing you're going to be doing is haram. It doesn't work this way. Has to be halal. The niyyah will not change haram to halal. The niyyah, intention, will not change the unlawful to lawful. Never. But the intention will change. This is what you need to learn. The usual habits, customs, with the niyyah, with the intention, becomes an act of worship. Which means I don't have to change a lot in my life. And without a niyyah, an act of worship can become custom. Okay, I don't want you to feel bad, but I'm going to ask this question. Are you ready? We'll see. Why did you come today? Don't answer, there's a lot of people here, but I'm going to answer you. I'll give you the scenarios. If you came to see me, that's not for Allah. If you came because, you know what, it's an opportunity and I'm going to see a lot of my friends and I don't know when this will happen again, that's not for Allah. If you come or if you came because there's nothing else to do Saturday, why not? That's not for Allah. It's a halal gathering, but I didn't make it an act of worship. How do I make it an act of worship? I came for you. I came to learn. I came to meet other sisters or brothers who's going to make me stronger. I came to see other functions in the city that I may be very busy, I don't. I went to spend the whole day in the obedience of Allah. At least I gave you at least 5 niyas. Now, that's very easy said. Allah will test you and will test me. So when I was getting up on the steps, I said, Ya Allah, this is for you only. Khalis li wajhika al-kareem. Only for you. I claimed. And I made dua, make me speak what pleases you. So imagine there was a curtain here, and I had no idea who's sitting here. And I just said that. And the curtain opened, and there is zero people sitting. And I flew all the way from America to here. If I get upset, that's not for Allah. And he tests me on the spot. Same thing you. Booked it, paid ticket. Some of you maybe came from far away, right? You had things to do, you canceled. If it's a working day for you, you took a time off. You put all the efforts and you said, Ya Rabbi, I'm going to learn, to spend time in your obedience, to meet other sisters, all what I told you. And there is a curtain, and everybody is waiting. Curtain opens, it's not her. And then the organizers come up there and says, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have a good news for you. Her flight was canceled, and she couldn't make it. If you got upset on the organizers and says, why didn't you tell us? That's not for Allah. Period, as we say there. Meaning no more words needs to be said. Verses you're going to say, what should I say in this case? Whether it is me seeing nobody, whether you seeing not seeing me, what should I say? You can say a couple of things. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Praise to Allah for every situation. When somebody delivered the news to you, or I open here and I see nobody, I said, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. Allah decreed, and whatever Allah decree will happen. And then I have to talk to myself, because I can put the face of rida, of I'm happy, but reality in me, I'm upset. Right? You and me, I need to talk to her or to him and say, do you have any doubt Allah will reward you? Do you have any doubt Allah will reward you? You need to ask yourself, and you have to wait till you hear the answer. And the answer is, no doubt. I know it's already written in my book, Saturday, June 3rd. Is it 3rd today? Okay. When you travel, you lose everything. Time, day, you. Anyway. So June 3rd, she came, she flew, 24 hours flight. She did everything, she prepared, she's coming. He will reward me. Remember what I told you? He'll reward you for the effort, not the result. Because he blocked you, or he blocked me. This will change your life.